Welcome to GIY Girly New Episode 8. Hello, I am Anna.
I'm Yana.
I'm Kyla.
And today, because of recent news,
wow,
we will be talking about GOT7. So if hindi niyo alam, all the three of us, kami tatlo are agases. So we're big fans of GOT7. And the reason why we want to talk about this, kasi sobrang relevant ng nangyayari sa kanila sa life namin. But before we get into that, syempre, a little background muna sa amin at sa pagiging agase namin. So, kailan pa kami naging agase? So, lahat kami, hindi pa ganun katagal na agases. Actually, ako personally, 2018 lang ata. 2018, if I'm not mistaken. Basta yun, hindi pa ganun katagal. Like, I wasn't there from the start, but you know, we gonna be here till the end. So yun, ako 2018 lang. Recent lang. Ikaw, Kyla.
2019, I don't know what month, but in Yana's house. In Yana's house.
Totoo, nanonood tayo ng variety show.
Ah, dun ba yun? Talaga
yeah.
Ba?
Okay. Yun yung mga beginning.
Hindi pa ako na-hook nun eh. Hindi pa ako
na-hook. He is psychometric. Nung time ng he is psychometric, that's when I became an agas eh.
Ikaw, Yana, when?
Yung full-time na full-fledged na tuloy-tuloy was 2020. Tama ba?
Oo. Yes.
After
a year.
After our trip from Korea, I went down the rabbit hole and went bye-bye.
During?
A little before.
Tapos happy anniversary.
So yung
oh my gosh, sad naman. Happy anniversary sa Korea trip natin, our last trip.
Tsaka kay Yana, as a K-pop fan.
Actually, as a K-pop fan, yes. First group ko si GOT7. My gosh. Oo nga, just before we left Korea, so when we were in Korea, I bought my first album. And then, when we got back, I'm a goner.
Correct, guys. Malapit na niya makumpleto lahat ng discography ng GOT7. Literal. So, I think before this year ends, kompleto na niya yan. Or baka before the first
for the month ends. Sure ako, before the month ends.
Hindi naman. Mahirap hanapin yung mga lumang albums eh.
Pero kaya mo yan, ikaw pa.
Correct.
Kaya yan. Kaya pero, yan, bigla ka na nag-agree.
Makompleto na niya yung buong discography ng GOT7. So yun, sino naman ang bias natin from GOT7? Ako. Ay, sige, bigyan natin ang history. Wow, so silly! Ang una ko talagang bias sa... Well, ang una kong bias sa GOT7 is yung very, very first, si Jin Young talaga. Siya yung parang una. Si Jin Young. Pero una ko nakilala si Jackson and si Bam Bam. Pero ang naging bias ko talaga si Jin Young. Pero, parang sobrang sandali lang. Nag-move on ako to Jebom. Si Jebom for the longest time. Si Jebom yung bias ko. But,
scammer of the year.
Destiny would put
hindi, me. In denial lang talaga.
Yun nga, sabi nila in denial daw ako. Pero as Destiny would put it, bumalik ako dun sa unang dalawa kong nakilala.
Destiny, ano ka, nag-flip ng coin?
Charot. So yun, ang bias ko ngayon is si Jackson. And sobrang wrecker, pero one half bias si Bam Bam. Ikaw, Kyla, sino ang iyong bias? Ayun
na lang sa one half bias na Bem-Bem. Ako, first bias is Jin Young. Dahil nga sa he is psychometric. Pero short-lived lang yon because of Mark Twan. Mark Twan and will always be Mark Twan forever. Forever.
Correct, di nagbago. Ako lang pala yung fleeting heart.
Alam naman na namin yun, Anna, kahit saan naman.
Oo. True to ano ka
lang. Hindi lang dito.
In all
true
things.
To your person.
Ikaw, Yana, sino yung bias?
Well, nag-start din ako with Jin Young. Well, nag-start! Biglang meron na palang iba.
Charot.
Oh!
No. Nagpipik-kick lang ngayon si Jebom lately. Pero yes, I started with Jin Young. I think mas nalulung ako sa kanya when I wanted, after watching yung He is Psychometric, and then nalulung mo.
Same naman si nalulung.
Ano bang ibig sabihin ng nalulung? Tama ba yung term na ginamit ko?
Yes, yes.
Anyway. Anyway, yung, and then, variety shows nila. Dun talaga din. Ay, yung, nung una kasi pinanood natin, hindi ko pa sila ma-appreciate eh. Pero nung ako na lang siguro mag-isa, ayun na yun.
Okay, so, kaya natin pinag-uusapan nga ang God 7. So, for
people who are not, for your people that are not
fans ng God 7 or ng K-pop in general. So, most of ng mga K-pop groups, when they debut, they have a 7-year contract with their agency. Yun yung usual or normal terms ng period ng contract ng isang K-pop group with an agency. So, this year, 2021, specifically by January 16, 2021, is the end of the 7-year contract ng GOT7 with JYP Entertainment. So, they debuted on January 16, 2014. And this year, dapat supposedly renewal ng contract nila. If magre-renew sila. But yun nga, as of time ng recording namin, today is January 11. Wala pang official statement si JYP Entertainment, but a lot of news portals and even yung members, medyo nag-hint na sila na none of the members will be renewing their contract with JYP Entertainment. So, yun yung pag-uusapan namin yun. Like, our thoughts about it. Ano yung na-feel namin from the initial shock nung lumabas yung mga bali-balita. So, yeah. Yun. Oh my gosh. When did you guys find out? Na
I found out right away because I was in the... Ako yung nag-message right away
sa group. Si Kai na yung naka-alam.
Kasi I was just waiting in the car, so scroll lang ako. And then all of a sudden, I see GOT7 will not be renewing with JYP. So talagang, oh my gosh. Noon pa lang, tapos biglang I started receiving DMs upon DMs upon DMs. So parang, wait lang, how do I process this? Pero, paano ba? Pero ano kasi, like, because I was on Twitter when it was happening, so na-absorb ko yung roller coaster within until the end of all the happenings na lumalabas na articles. So I was there nung lumabas, tapos minimessage ko na sila, walang nagre-reply sa akin, so I had to process it on my own. And then Mark suddenly posted on Instagram, GOT7 forever. Nung una pa, sabi ko kasi, si Dispatch yung nag-release. So parang, sige, since Dispatch yan, sige, hintay tayo ng official statement. Kasi sinabi ko talaga, nag-tweet ako na, guys, hintay na lang muna ako ng official statement bago ako umiyak kasi baka sayang pala yung tears ko. Baka, it's a prank! Umaasa ng prank! Tapos biglang nag-post si Mark Twan ng GOT7 forever. So ako, oh no, this is it. Tapos, after ko like, pagka-scroll up ko, lahat sunod-sunod GOT7 forever. As in, dun talaga, the tears were falling. Dun ko na-realize na.
Si Jackson kasi tulog pa siya.
Yes, tulog pa siya. Pero, dun ko na-feel talaga na, oh my gosh, I love them so much. As in, hindi ko.
As in,
oh, Yana, happy anniversary. They love you.
They love us.
So anyway, so natapos ko na kasi yung iyak ko yesterday. As in talagang iyak ako na iyak nung pinost yun. And then Mark tweeted. When Mark tweeted, naging happy na ako kasi sinabi niya talaga, this is not the end, this is the beginning, ganyan ganyan. So parang GOT7 will be there, ganyan. So parang ako, oh, I'm so confused now. Sige, so let's be happy na ba? Parang ganun. And then, afternoon, because of Mark's tweet, sobrang naging calm na ako. As in, very, very calm na ako. And then, nagsalita na rin yung Tuan family na they really confirm talaga
na
family. Yes, they are the head of PR, to be honest. So, nag-release na sila ng statement right away. It's kinonfirm nga talaga na nababalik na si Mark. So, I was very happy naman na because hirap din maging away from family. And during this time din naman kasi na parang very limited din naman kasi ang pwedeng magawa during the time of the pandemic. And if everyone bumalik, please wait for the Philippines. Parang ganun yung nasa isip ko.
Medyo na-delayed pa po dito sa Pilipinas. Tapos pwede ganyan pa rin kami.
Nasa mass testing pa lang kami na realization. But, tapos bigla kong naalala na, like, so Sunday lumabas, Friday, I got my agabog. So, like,
bagong-bago.
Ano ba yun? So, how do I open it? What is it for? A souvenir to remind me that I will never be able to use it again? Or parang, and then afterwards, parang, okay, I'm okay na, naka-move on na ako. Tapos sila naman yung na ako, naka-move on na ako. As in, super happy ko na, siya, ano naman yung umiiyak na. But then, umiiyak at the end of the day, when I saw them sa Golden Disc Awards, oh I was very God, happy. Yeah. As in, that's when I realized na, okay, I can be happy because they're so happy talaga. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. as long as they're happy, I'm happy.
That's true naman, yeah.
That's true. Ikaw yan na ang emotional mo. Ano ang
baka dapat ana mauna ka.
Baka sige, umiyak lang ako. Sige, baka speech yung kay Yana.
So, baka she has to compose herself.
Okay, so unlike Kayla and Yana, no tears pa on my part. As in, was I shocked? Yes, but no. Kumbaga, part of me expected na some of them won't renew their contracts with JYP. What I didn't expect was that no one renewed their contract with JYP. Initial thoughts ko, wala. I'm happy for them. Kung saan sila masaya. And tiwala naman ako sa kanila. What yung sinasabi ko nga kay Kayla and kay Yana is that at the end of the day, alam nila yung decision na ginagawa nila, napag-isipan nila yan. And kung ano man yung gusto nilang gawin in the future, I'll still support them. Yun nga lang, sad because they won't be as actively promoting as GOT7. Wala pa tayong news kasi, syempre, wala pa yung official statement ni JYP.
Hindi pa natin alam.
Yeah, wala tayong news kung ano yung agreement nila in terms of the rights to GOT7 as a brand. Pero, yun, maghihintay ako ng official news. Baka pag, yung sabi ko sa kanila, baka pag nirelease na yung official statement, doon mag-sync in sa akin lahat. But right now, I'm okay! Nakakatawa yung I'm okay. Parang, ewan, sige, ganun. Ikaw, Yana.
Asan ba? Actually, nasa labas ako nung nakakatanggap na ng natanggap ko yung messages nyo ni Kayla tas ng friend ko din, isa.
Oo, nauna ka nga nag-reply kesa sa akin eh.
Nasa labas kasi ako noon. Bumili ako ng dog food ng mga aso ko. So, I was on my way back home. And then, kasama ko kasi yung mga brothers ko. So, tinignan ko lang, preview lang. Oh, ayoko na ituloy to kasi hindi ko gustong babasahin to ngayon. So, I waited to go home. And then fix myself, and then open. Like, deep breath muna ako. Okay. Pagbukas ko. Wala na! I was goner! As in, dun na naglahat ng poor emotions ko. Although, siguro yung more on my selfish reasons kung bakit ako sobrang sad. Kasi sobrang bagong fan ko. Hindi ko pa sila sobrang na-enjoy fully kasi biglang nag-pandemic. So, more on doon yung tears ko. Pero for them, I'm really happy. Tama ka nun, Kayla, when I watched the Golden Disc Awards, sobrang saya nila. They look so happy. Ah, makikita mo talagang binigay nila lahat for that performance. Kasi siguro alam na nga talaga nilang last nila yon for a while. Or we're not sure when we're seeing them together again that way. So, you know. But, as a fan, I'm happy for them that they're going to be able to explore new things na on their own. Pero, as a fan din na nga, bago lang, oh my God.
Gets naman, kasi madami din namang kagaya mo na parang, yun nga, hindi pa nila, because of the pandemic nga, parang a whole year was taken away from us as fans na hindi natin sila nakasama, nakita, na-appreciate as much as we would want to. Dahil nga
totoo. We were targeting pa naman to go back, di ba? But totoo,
yeah, we were planning to watch the concert.
Go back to Korea for their birthdays. Whoop! Birthdays.
Is it too late to release a GOT7 anniversary vlog?
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I never posted it, and I realized now. Maybe let's put it there and process.
Oh my gosh! Nag-anniversary celebration tayo sa Korea last year.
Yeah.
Nagpunta tayo sa Pop Sleeve event.
Girl, kasama ka.
Kasama ka.
Ay! Kasama ko ha.
Pumunta tayo dun sa napakalayong cafe.
Malayong cafe. Oo.
For their anniversary event.
Oh my wala god. That was my first photo cards. Wow! Kaya na ba bumili ng album?
Doon din. Bumili ka na rin by today din ang by anniversary that ng first album. Hindi, tomorrow.
Today din ba? Tomorrow pa ata.
Album. Tomorrow, first album. Because I still remember that very clearly.
Correct. Meron na mga rumors ng kung ano ang plans
reasons
ng boys.
Plans.
Plans ng boys. Rumors pa lang to. Nothing has been confirmed kasi wala pa naman dun yung official statement ng JYP. So, share lang namin kung ano yung mga chika. So, kay Jebom, wala pang balita
wala
kay
pa
Jebom
eh.
Di ba?
So, it's a secret.
No news yet. It's a secret for JB. Kay Mark, Kayla, ano ang balita kay Mark?
Kay Mark, ang first video niya, Why I Left JYP Entertainment.
Clickbait.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Correct. First YouTube video ni Mark, Why I Left JYP Entertainment. Pero clickbait lang siya. Ibang yung discuss niya.
Loko-loko so, talaga. Ayan. A very, very YouTuber thing to do.
I mean, yes. So he's gonna be, he's going back to the US to our hometown. California, my hometown. Yeah, so he's going back to California to spend time with his family. Grabe din naman, 7 years. So, and he's gonna start his own channel, subscribe to Mark Tuan. He already has 80,000 subscribers as of kaninang umaga with no videos yet. He's gonna receive his 100,000 in a few days. In a few days. And then he's gonna start, he already has a Twitch account, so he's gonna be streaming though. 24/7. Wow, oh, 24/7. Pero yung sinabi niya before.
For sure, kayo niya yun.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're gonna see more of streamer Mark and YouTuber Mark. And but he also promised that he's gonna release more songs. As pinarinig niya yon sa IG live niya, if you guys heard it before. Super ganda ng song. They're tweaking it. He recorded it when he was in LA nung pandemic. So he's gonna release that, and he also promised more promotions in China. So, yeah, we're gonna see more of him. Literally, and a feeling ko like a more personal level pa because YouTube is very personal. So, excited for him. Ang gusto ko lang malaman, where is Milo? Where is Milo in all this? Yun pa lang pansin ko. Where is the dog? Kailangan naturuan ng English. Kasi Korean ang alam ni Milo.
Milo, kidario, kidario. Turuan ng English. Job mo yun, Kayla. Okay, so for Jackson naman, so, well, alam naman ng lahat
may Team Wang na siya.
Team Wang. So, he's just gonna continue the promotions with Team Wang. Siguro, before kasi singles lang yung nare-release niya. Although, nagka-album na din before. But ngayon, siguro mas focus on releasing full albums yung gagawin ni Jackson. Definitely more merchandise because as a valorista, Jackson Wang, definitely gagawin niya yun. But as usual, Jackson is Jackson. The passionate man that he is, gonna continue with Team Wang. Yana!
He's recording already.
Yes, si Jackson. Nag-post ka siya sa IG niya kahapon eh.
As always, si Jackson naman every day, all day every day, nagre-record yan. Kahit nasa sasakyan nata, nagre-record yan eh.
I think the rumors are she's signing an exclusive contract with BH Entertainment. Tama ba? That's BH Entertainment. Yeah. Acting contract. So, pero kasi right now, he's already filming naman na talaga, di ba? I think he's... I see you already filming or done filming. The Devil Judge ba yun? Tama ba?
Oo.
Filming.
Tapos na ba?
Filming.
Filming na.
Hindi pa ata.
Yeah. Tapos. But there's also more rumors of him. Meron pa siyang ibang project. So, oh my gosh. More of him also na actor Park Jin Young.
Definitely. Kasi okay naman ang entertainment. Ay, yung agency niya, yung BH Entertainment. Di ba dun si ano, Kim Go-un? Yung girl sa Goblin.
Ah, talaga ba? I didn't know.
Yes. Yun yung agency niya.
Okay. So, either
so,
way.
So, for...
Bam Bam. Bam Bam! Where's Bam Bam?
Yongje. So for si Yongje, I think he Bam Bam.
Save the best for last now.
Ah, by age. Sorry, we weren't aware.
Except for
okay.
Jebom, inuna ko kasi leader.
Leader name.
So by fan chant. My fan chant.
Okay. So Yongje naman, I think he's gonna be continuing sa pag ano, sa pag make ng music, magko-continue din siya sa pag MC niya. And I think doon naman siya happy talaga. So
sobrang happy niya nung nagradio DJ siya.
Yes, oo.
Yes.
Ano yung agency na
merong kumakausap. Oo, may kumakausap sa kanya. Pero hindi ko na matandaan.
Alam mo, same agency ni Rain eh.
Same agency ni Rain. Pero ayoko na kana. Ayan.
Ayon sa balibalita is, ano, magsasign siya with Sublime or nililigawan siya ni Sublime. To be under yung agency nila. So that he can continue to make music and then he can still do yung pag-MC niya, pag-DJ niya, yun ang kanyang hilig ngayon na gawin. At ayun, sabi nga ni Yongje, mahal niya ang aga sa Esco, paano niya mahal si Coco. So,
mahal si Coco!
That means a lot. So, next, ano ang balita? Ano ang plano ni Vem Vem?
Skirt. Make us entertainment.
Oo, make us entertainment. Hindi ako masyadong familiar dun sa ano, dun sa entertainment
agency
nung kay
Bam Bam.
But I think music ano din siya. Music
agency.
And at the same time he's gonna do more promotion sa Thailand.
Hindi ba siya uuwi?
Uuwi yan.
Uuwi siguro, but I don't think he's gonna stay there. He really loves his life in
Korea.
Wow.
And I mean, baka gusto niya yung cold weather. Nakakatawa yung gusto niya.
Hot and humid saan.
Oo. Tsaka wala, medyo magulo din kasi sa Thailand ngayon. So, baka he'll stay for a while in Korea. But definitely, Korea. He's gonna visit Thailand when mas okay na din ang situation. So yun ang plans for Bam Bam. Pero definitely, Bam Bam's gonna make music. He's an artist, he's a performer. You
support Bam Bam's music.
we love Bam Bam's music. And yeah, lastly, our Mangne. So, ano ang plans ni Yugyo? Actually, sa lahat,
AOMG!
I'm most excited for Yugyo. As in, okay, so, before lumabas yung news na none of the members are gonna be renewing their contracts with God's Heaven.
Andun na yung kay Yugyeom.
Yung kay Yugyeom. And he
was
gonna
the AOMG article.
And, guys, correct, to tell you, honestly, I was the happiest. As in, tinabi ko ka na kala, Ayala. I am so happy for Yugyeom. I am so excited for him. Because I love AOMG as a company. So, para sa inyo, kung di alam ko ano ang AOMG. So, it's a hip-hop agency. Hip-hop agency! Basta, hip-hop music usually ang pinoproduce nila. So, their CEO is Jay Park. So, Jay Park is the former leader of 2PM na group din, may JYP. But Jay Park left kasi nag-away sila ni JYP na person. Di JYP na person! So, yun. Kaya si Jay Park ay nagtayo ng sarili niyang company. And that is AOMG. And AOMG has, hindi naman the best, but like a group of super, super good music producers. As in, sila yung mga tipong nasa Show Me the Money. Yung mga ganon. So, sobrang excited ko for Yugyo. Yan ang feels ko talaga. Sana ako pinaka-excited. Kaya, anong thoughts niyo doon? Para masyado ako na-excite for Yugyo.
Hindi, hindi naman obvious, no? Pero okay lang. Nag-gets naman naman.
Oo nga.
Gets naman
and
naman.
And we agree naman. Hindi lang yes. kami as excited as
hindi
you.
Lang kami.
Nagugutom kasi ako. Narinig ko yung chan ko. So, hindi ako makafocus. But yes.
If meron kayong like hopes for them to do a project or kung ano man yung gagawin nila yung future, in the future, ano yung like hopes ninyo or wishes ninyo?
Subunits!
More sabi.
Collaborations.
Yes. I mean, something to look forward to. Baka mag-collabs nga sila. Kung hindi man OT7.
Oh, correct. Definitely. That's gonna be exciting, actually.
Hindi lang collab ng music, pati YouTube. Collab na YouTube. Reunion together, naka-document, vlogging.
Oh my, correct. Ang ano, ang content si Mark. Oh my gosh, Mark, galingan mo.
We're counting on the documentation. Hindi na lang mag-abang sa V-Live sa channel mo na lang.
Correct, tanggalin mo ng kita ang V-Live. Charot! Lagay natin lahat sa channel mo. Oh my gosh, yes. Alam niyo yung isa ko, well, hindi ko alam kasi kung like...
Kasi Bam Bam mag-e-edit.
Correct, I don't know if lahat sila gusto nilang mag-YouTube, but if they do... like, create their own YouTube channels. Alam niyo yung uso dati sa YouTube, nung earlier days ng YouTube, na separate content creators, but they would do a collaboration channel.
Same thing.
Tapos, they would post content ng parang same topic, but different perspectives. Parang ang saya doon. Gawin niyo nga yung GOT7.
Sabi ko nga sa inyo, hindi na lang kailangan na agency. Doon na sila sa YouTube mag-promote. Alang kaya na nila yun. Let's see YouTubers.
Malakas naman sila lahat at susuportahan naman sila ng agas eh.
Totoo. Gusto. I'm really excited because of the creative freedom that they have right now. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of when, but definitely pag as a group, like it's a matter of when. Individual, it's also a matter of when, pero I feel like mas mabilis yung darating yung individual activities, promotions, like whether or not it's official. Or not like paglabas lang ng YouTube or si Jackson of course we can expect na halos like scheduled na yan for sure no, like may plano na siya 'di ba pero to see them shine lang in their respective craft and for them to be able to do what they really want to do is yun na yun parang yes. is a win is a win already and that makes us happy but of course the sadness comes from yung like coming tatlo, we've never seen them in person as a group. So, like, as in, hindi ko talaga alam, pero ang hirap talaga nila makita for some reason. I mean, nandun na kami ni Anna. We were there and they were there, but it was wrong timing. We weren't meant for each other. And obviously, ngayon, hindi pa rin. Masalong hindi. Oh, what a sad moment. So, like, the sadness comes from there, but we're very happy. I think we can yes. all agree that we're very happy that because they're so happy. And yun na yun.
It's just a matter of when nga talaga. But I don't want to make asa. Make asa!
Don't worry, we can fill the void.
Yung group activities yung wino-worry ko. Kasi definitely, individually, they will really find their respective places and be really great at it. It's just that yung group activities yung kinakabahan ako kasi gusto ko pa rin makita. Siguro yun na nga my ano na yan, my selfish reasons. So, oh my gosh, I want to see them together.
Tayo. Like everyone would want to still see them together. Kasi yun naman as in if they do their individual promotions kasi yun naman talaga yung mawawala is seeing them together officially as a group na alam mo na, ah, okay, mag-expect ako ng comeback by this time, magkakaroon ng show.
We there together again.
Oo, magkakaroon ng live, magkakaroon ng appearance sa ganitong music show, sa ganitong variety show. I think yun kasi yung mawawala. But definitely, we'll see them, but not in the way na we're used to seeing
That's
them.
True.
Kasi syempre, ngayon, individual na yung, ano, individual na yung promotions nila and appearance nila. But it's definitely going to be exciting for all of them.
Pinanghahawakan ko lang yung assurances nila, no? They keep on assuring us kasi na parang everything's gonna be okay, which I know naman. So, we just don't know nga yung how long
sana,
it will be,
sana
how long it'll take. Na I can use my light stick. My very new light stick.
Gamitin mo naman sa kahit individual events, pwede yan. I think they will still appreciate it. Pero yun nga, hopefully, soon, magsama-sama pa rin sila. But yun, before their contract ends, let's celebrate sa 16 ang kanilang 7-year anniversary of being GOT7.
A group.
Correct. So,
yes.
Before we end, may ba kayong short message for
GOT7?
Short lang.
Short message? Sana naman mag-IG live kayo. Wow, mag-IG live kayo. No, I'm really hoping that they would go live one. Wow. No, ang hirap sabihin ng one last time. Seven. Wow, naiyak ako. Bakit ba ganito? Hindi naman ako dapat iiyak. But then, I'm... Okay, never mind. Skip.
Nakakatawa yung nagpa-skip siya. Magpo-compose muna niya yung sarili niya. Teka, wag din si Yana. Umiiyak ka, so iiyak din niya. Nakakatawa. So ako pala yung umiiyak. Ako po ang pinakakalmado sa amin ngayon. I think siguro part din yun na...
Tawang-tawa ako sa sarili.
Marami ko na pong na-witness sa pagiging K-pop fan. Wow! Kaya, ayan, hindi pa ako kasing emotional. Nakakatawa, nag-iiyak ka po yung dalawang
pangos. Hindi, pero tawang-tawa ako. Yun yung problem.
Tawang-tawa ako kay Kyla.
Tawang-tawa
ako.
Natatawa ako. Natawang-tawa ako.
So wala fun. Na po, skip na po namin yung message to GOT7. Message no. Namin, sana mag-live kayo before sa 7-year anniversary. Sana man lang mag-live kayo, di ba? Like, I think definitely,
magpapakita
yun. Hindi mas umaasa, pero I think magpapakita sila and I think they're gonna address
the issues, kasi, yes.
Oo. Not necessarily the issues, but they're just gonna assure Agassiz. Kasi, ever since, lagi nilang pinaparating naman sa Agassiz na
yes.
Gonna be okay.
And I will use my light stick during that live.
Okay. We're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. Everyone is gonna be okay. So, I think yung
message namin.
Correct. Yun
yung message
namin. Thanks, Anna. Hindi na nila kaya. So,
we're really happy for you. We're going to support you regardless of what you're going to be doing. Very generic na lang para very ano.
whatever you guys
you can do
decide,
it. You can do it.
You can do it. We're gonna support you, and we're sure that you guys are gonna succeed even more, and you're gonna soar
shine.
Higher.
Soar
higher.
Yes. You're
gonna fly.
Fly.
So yeah, definitely we're gonna look forward to your projects in the future, and we're gonna support you nonetheless. So thank you, GOT7. We love
come
you.
And get it.
Come and get it.
Really?
Nah, ako pala si Jenna. Come and get it. GOT7.
I'm not yet ready. ready to let them go as God 7, but
we won't naman ever. I don't think anyone is gonna let them go as God 7.
We're not letting them go.
Everyone's gonna.
We're just putting them to the side.
Okay, everyone's gonna hold on tight. No, there's still God 7, but in the middle.
One of seven.
Sabi nga ni Mark, one of seven.
Hashtag.
God seven forever.
Kaya nila yan. And kaya natin to. So thank you very much, God seven. You will always be God seven
in our hearts.
Hashtag God seven forever.
Ano ba yung ano?
Hindi ko alam paano ba. So,
ganyan.
Agase.
Kaya ako naka-green ngayon.
Wala kang coordination.
Ang cute. Ang cute ni Jackson dun sa performance nila. Hinayip niya si Bam Bam.
May sarili nga laban yung mga mahal.
God seven.
So, yun.
God seven forever.
Choo-choo.
Ay, wala dito sa akin. Nasa loob yung. Nasa loob yung.
But, obvious yeah. Ba na dalawa na yung loves ko?
Di naman. Slight lang. Kamsahamnida, God 7.
Kamsahamnida!
For all the happiness and love that you have given the Agassiz.
Truly.
Going forward to seeing you soon. So before we end this episode, wow, medyo napasaya ang aming kwentuhan. Before we end this episode, we would like to share a TMI for today. What is your TMI, guys?
Today's TMI.
Today's TMI is I am fasting. That's why I'm hungry.
Oh,
but I have one meal.
So lunch is
that's why I'm thinking
great.
Of the tocino.
So, yeah. Kailangan right siya. It's the right one.
Yes, because I'm also PMSing, so it has to. That's two TMIs.
Yana, what is your TMI?
Today's TMI is I might be a Lola again.
Oh no! What naman?
We shall see. We will know in the next episodes.
Sheena ba? Wait lang.
Sheena.
Oh. Sheena. Oh my gosh. But Sheena is a grumpy mother.
She will be.
She won't be too happy about it.
What naman? Pebbles to like Pillowy.
Wala, we didn't know eh. I think nag-silent heat siya, kaya walang signs.
Oh my god.
Tapos hindi naman siya sinusundan-sundan ni Pillowy the past few days. Ang sinusundan niya was Pebbles, because Pebbles is in heat talaga. So I didn't think na they'd be, you know. So,
Pillowy's ano is open?
Pillowy was in Brian's room, and then ano, Sheena likes to make tambay there. So this morning, kaninang mga 5 o'clock in the morning, she wanted to go out of my room, and then she went knocking kay Brian. And then there. Mm-hmm. It happened
it
there.
Happened.
Oh my gosh, nakakaloka. Alright, so
anyway,
my TMI is late ako nagising today. Oh my gosh. Mukhang nag-doubt pa kami, makaka-record kami today. Kasi medyo late ako nagising. Parang past 8:30 na. Tapos yun, kinailangan nila akong hintayin. So, ewan ko ba, parang pagod na ako from yesterday. Ano bang ginawa ko?
Nanood ng K-drama at naghugas ng naglinis.
Well, naghugas ng naglinis.
True that. So, yun ang aking TMI for today. So, thank you everyone for listening to today's podcast episode. Again, if you would want to share your thoughts or send in your comments and suggestions, you could follow us on our social media account. We have Twitter and Instagram. It's at GIY Podcast. Or if you want to talk to us personally and ayaw nyo dun mag-post, you can send us an email. Our email is girlinyoupodcast@gmail.com. So, yun. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you in our next episode. Once again, I'm Anna.
I'm Yana.
I'm Kyla.
Bye!
Bye! Bye.